Okay, next. Next is item number four, PR 2025-020054. Minor plat application number 2025-00071. Carmia Rivera, agent for Socorro Najera, requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lot tract 14 and 15, Sunshine Edition, zoned R1A, located at 1929 Arno Street Southeast between Broadway and Edith, containing approximately 0.1222 acres in area. Do we have a member of the applicant team with us this morning?
Good morning, Karima Rivera here, acting as agent for Socorro Najera, who is also present with me.
Good morning, folks. Thank you for joining us. Let me swear you in, and then if you'll give us your names, we've already got those, but if you'll give us your mailing address for the record, and then I'll give you an opportunity to explain your proposal, okay?
Yes.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Add mailing address for the record, please.
5108 White Reserve Avenue Southwest, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87105.
Thank you so much. Tell us about what you're proposing this morning.
Yes, we are proposing a minor replat for 1927 Arno Southeast. We're requesting a lot line be removed in order for us to build our future home on this property.
Okay. Thank you for that. Let me see if we have any members of the public that want to provide testimony. And then we'll hear from our reviewing agencies, and then I'll come back to you before we make a decision, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Any members of the public looking to provide testimony for item number four, which is PR 2025-020054, if you will let us know of your intention to testify.
Yes, I would like to testify.
Mr. Vogler, thank you so much. Let me swear you in, and then if you'll give us your name and address for the record, and then I'll give you an opportunity to provide comment, okay? Sir,
Certainly.
do you swear
My
affirm?
name is. Go
Let me
ahead.
swear you in first. Do you swear or affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Name and address, please.
My name is Rex Vogler. Address is Post Office Box 7155, Albuquerque, 87194.
Thank you so much, sir. Go ahead.
And I'm the land surveyor that prepared the plat and is working with the family to process this plat.
Okay. And can I assume that you are in support of their proposal?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Thank you so much. Anything else, sir?
No, but any technical questions I should be able to answer regarding the plat.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Yes, if you'll sit tight, and if we have any of those that come up, I'll give you an opportunity to respond. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Anyone else from the public interested in providing testimony on item number four? Not seeing anybody. Last call for any member of the public for item four. All right, let's move on to our reviewing agencies. Mr. Gutierrez, let's start with Water Authority, please, sir. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much, David. Go ahead.
Yeah, Water Authority has no objection to the proposed plat. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Rodenbeck, are we back to you for code? All right, do you swear or affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
What are code comments, please?
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jay Rodenbeck speaking on behalf of code enforcement. They had no comments on this application.
All right. And will you do parks as well?
Yes, sir. This is
All
Jay
right.
Rodenbeck speaking on behalf of Parks and Recreation. They had no objections to the lot line elimination request.
Thank you, Jay. Mr. Chen, let's do hydrology comments next. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, please.
Hydrologist has no objection for this plat. Gradient drainage plan will be required for future building permit. That's all from hydrology. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chin. Mr. Kenbar, are you? Yes, thank you. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
What are transportation comments, please?
Justification letter to allow sidewalk and alley to remain current width is acceptable to the transportation. No objection to the plat.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Mr. Boylan, are you doing planning comments?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Sorry, I just want to jump in and ask Transportation and Rex Bogler a question about the sidewalks. I saw in the
Sure.
sidewalk exhibit that they had new sidewalks shown. Rex, could you confirm that?
The future construction?
Well, yeah, it looked like you had on the sidewalk exhibit new sidewalks.
Could you display that, please?
Right
Yeah,
there.
okay.
Construct new 3.5 foot wide
Yes.
sidewalk. And Rex, my question then would be for transportation, but we need to financially guarantee that if there's new sidewalk being constructed. It's a very small amount, but if that's the case, right, well, let me ask you this, Rex. Is this replacement sidewalk, or is this?
There's currently no sidewalk in that short area. The sidewalk ends to the south side of the
Okay.
highlighted area.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Thanks for confirming that, Rex. So the DHO can approve determinations for the existing sidewalk. If you're constructing new where there is no sidewalk, that's important to know because otherwise, if there's no sidewalk in the location, you'd have to go through a separate DHO waiver process similar to what we just had in the previous case. But if you're constructing new sidewalk, that re removes that requirement, but then it adds the possible requirement of an infrastructure list needing to be included with this plat. And that's what I'm asking of transportation, if they need to financially guarantee that sidewalk. I believe they do, but it's a very small amount, so I'll defer to them.
Yeah, you'll defer to transportation department.
Correct. And
Yeah.
that's why I'm kind of hoping that somebody from transportation can jump in here. Or I could even ask the question, Rex, if it's intended to just get that constructed prior to getting the plat recorded, it wouldn't require any kind of a financial guarantee. We'd need an infrastructure list with that small amount. But that could be dealt with outside the DHO meeting potentially. And we could just ask for proof of construction prior to final sign off of the plat as well. But I really just like to hear from transportation on that little section of new sidewalk on Arno.
Mr. Kanbar, do you have a preference on the path forward?
Yeah, it's kind of minor things we could forget about it. Yeah. They could build it while doing the plat without guarantee.
Well, thank you for that, Sertiel. This is Jay Rodenbeck. I think at this point we just need to have an infrastructure list created by the applicant, by Rex, and that's something that I feel like we could condition we have in the past. And if you're okay with that, Sertiel, I could add a condition into the chat requiring that prior to final sign off of the plat. And we could word it as such as they could get it financially guaranteed or construct it prior to final sign off the plat.
Yeah, you can add a condition. That's fine.
Okay. I'll go ahead and do that.
Mr. Robeck, thank you for that. Let's see, where were we? I think we're at planning comments. Jacob, did I swear you in? I apologize.
Not yet, sir.
Oh, okay. Do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. Planning has no objection to the proposal. We do have some conditions related to the plat, so I'm going to go through those now. They are in the memo. It's mostly just cleanup stuff. Plat. The plat must reflect the deeded acreage of 0.1189 acres and will need to be corrected on the plat as it's currently shown as 0.1222 acres. Everything I could find showed it as 0.1189.
Mr. Boylan and Mr. Chair, could I speak to that, please?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
The acreage as shown on the plat is the true acreage. It's a simple rectangle, and it is correct as displayed on the plat. And wh wherever the other acreage came from, I have no knowledge of.
That was coming
Yes.
from GIS. So.
Well, but as a licensed surveyor, I attest to the acreage that's shown on the plat, and it is correct.
Okay.
And Mr. Boylan, just very quickly, provided that a DXF file is turned over or submitted to AEGIS, could those numbers change? And therefore, the discrepancy or the difference would be a moot point, or is it something we need to have addressed before we can move forward?
Well, the discrepancy is very small, so it could be just a ageist thing as
Okay.
far as it's off by, I don't know the math on that, very little.
That much.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll kind of defer to Jay on that. I don't think it would be a problem.
Mr. Runbeck, go ahead.
This is Jay Runbeck. I concur with Jacob. I don't think it's an issue. I
Okay.
think we can work this out prior to final sign-off. All of our comments that we have, this is Jay Runbeck, I believe all of our comments that we have are conditionable comments. We just need easements listed. Well, Jacob is going to go over all this, but we have several comments I think we still need to go over. But regarding the acreage and title of the plat, easements, I mean, these are all conditionable comments that can be addressed after outside of DHO
Okay.
in planning's opinion.
We could work through it.
Yep.
Okay, very good. Mr. Boylan, I'm sorry for the interruption. Go, back to your comments, your remaining comments, please.
No problem. The signature line for city engineer must be adjusted on the plat, and DRB chairperson must be removed from the planning department signature line prior to final sign off of the plat. I can provide some, like an updated version of this for you. It looks like the signature block that was used was kind of an older version. There is no DRB chairperson. So just a little bit of cleanup on that. Following approval of the minor plat, the date of DHO approval must be added to the plat prior to final sign-off. It looks like the application number listed is old, so we would like that to be updated to the current application number. Existing easements and/or any easements being granted or vacated must be noted and listed on the plat. The title of the plat needs to reflect the previous platting and include language such as a replat of Lot 14 and the north half of Lot 15 Sunshine Edition. So you have Lot 14A in Block 1, just looking for a little bit of expansion on that. And proof of approval of the DXF file from AEGIS must be submitted prior to final sign off of the plat. And that concludes planning's comments.
Ms. Boylan, thank you so much for that. Rex, any questions about Jacob's comments?
Yes, Mr. Chair, this is Rex
Go
Vogler
ahead.
speaking. Regarding the title, that's a form that I was corrected to use years ago from the city of Albuquerque, that the title should reflect the name of the tract that we're creating. And not there's nothing wrong with referencing the two tracts that comprises the replat, but the title ought to be the track name that is being created.
Jay, Mr. Runbeck, I see that your hand's up. Did you want to comment on that?
Thank you, Mr. Hanauser. This is Jay Runbeck. Rex, what we're referring to is more about the replat section. So you lo notice Lot 14A, Block 1, Sunshine Edition. That's great. But it's a portion of the northern half of Lot 15 and all of Lot 14 in the Sunshine Edition. I think what we're referring to in our comments is just noting it's a replat of those lots. I mean, you have the section township range information in there, but this is a replat of two existing platted lots. And so just establishing the history of what the existing platting was and what the new platting is, I think is very important. And I don't think having the section, township, range information is bad. Just adding in though that this is this is the northern half of Lot 15 and the entirety of Lot 14, Sunshine Edition. I think that's very important information to have in the title of the plat.
Okay. Could we have this discussion outside of the meeting,
Sure,
please?
absolutely, yeah.
Yeah,
But we're going to
okay.
have that as a condition of approval, Rex. And I mean, we can work on that language and, and I don't have any, and we don't have any issue with the way you have the new platted lot title, Lot 14A. That's fine. That's good. That's very standard with what we do. But having the existing platted language for how it's currently platted is pretty important too.
I don't want to speak for the city. I think they just need the details to make sure that the belts and the suspenders are there to cover and adequately explain the request. But it certainly would, again, provided that approval is granted, it would be something that would be conditioned as part of the approval. Okay.
Understood.
All right. So now that we've heard from city staff, Mr. Vogler, I'll go to you and or the applicants. Are there any questions or comments in conclusion of the proposal?
No questions or comments from us.
Rex, do you have anything?
No, I don't. We'll arrange to take care of the comments outside the meeting.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Um,
All right.
Mr. Hearing,
So,
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Rodenbeck.
go ahead, Jay.
I just want to explain for Rex and their client too. Jacob put in his memo details on how to apply for the AEGIS DXF file with AEGIS. So, Rex, I think you've done that before, but yeah, we provided you some information on that. And I see Mr. Hearing Officer Jacob got our planning comments or planning conditions of approval into the chat.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for that. Thank you, Jacob, for that, and Jay for your clarification. All right, so as it pertains to item number four, PR 2025-020054, minor plat application number 2025-00071. I'm going to approve the request because the request meets the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations. This approval is predicated on the following conditions. As provided by planning, an infrastructure list featuring the new sidewalk depicted on the sidewalk exhibit must be created, and either a recorded IIA must be submitted or proof of construction of the sidewalk needs to be submitted. As conditioned by the planning department, the plat must reflect the deeded acres of 0.1189 and will need to be corrected on the plat as the proposed drawing shows 0.1222 acres. Next, the signature line for the city engineer must be adjusted on the plat, and DRB chairperson, as it's listed, must be removed from the planning department signature line prior to final sign-off of the plat. Next, following approval of the minor plat, the date of DHO approval must be added to the plat prior to final sign-off. Next, the application number must be corrected on the plat. Sorry, I lost my place. Next, that existing easements and/or any easements being granted or vacated must be noted and listed on the plat. Next, the title of the plat needs to reflect the previous platting actions and include language such as, quote, "a replat of Lot 14 and the north half of a Lot 15, Sunshine Edition." And lastly, proof of the approval of the DXF file from AEGIS must be submitted prior to final sign-off of the plat. Ms. Rivera, Mr. Najera, and Mr. Vogler, thank you for your testimony, your participation on this matter. We will have something in writing going out to you in the next couple days on this, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.